October 31. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him, 2 Timothy 2:12. God's heavenly plan is to bring us to a high position through suffering. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together, Romans 8:17. Before we can receive glory, we have to go through much suffering, 1 Peter 4:12-13. Gold and silver have to go through fire before they are made to shine brightly. A small piece of gold is more precious than much iron. If we want shining gold, it has to go through purification. There is no comparison between gold and iron. Iron becomes rusty after some time, but gold remains the same always. Even a small particle of dirt will obstruct gold from shining. That is why the goldsmith goes on purifying gold till he sees his face in it. In the same way, believers have to go through purification. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes, Psalm 119:67-71. Most of us miss God's way and go in our own ways. But to come to the right path, we have to go through some suffering. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us, as silver is tried, for they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness, Psalm 66:10, Hebrews 12:10. What we think beautiful, is filthy in God's sight. God wants us to have his beauty. He gave us everlasting life through his everlasting love, and now wants us to have his own perfect beauty. Whenever he takes away what we have, it is with the purpose of giving us double. God took Apostle Paul through many sufferings in Rome. Peter was crucified upside down. We see from God's word that every hardship, calamity, and suffering is for our good. We have to thank him and praise him for his goodness. Whatever happens in your life, think that it is for your own good. He wants us to be members of the heavenly city whose builder is God himself. The heavenly city is very great and very strong. If you are not born again, you cannot enter into heaven. Have you received the forgiveness of sins? God never rejects those who come to him. Take the decision now. Believe from your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died in your stead for your sins, and confess them to him, and you will be forgiven of your sins. The work of forgiveness will be done in your life the moment you repent of your sins and seek forgiveness.